This has been a very fun show. We've talked to Spike Odell. We've talked to Steve Cochran. We've talked to Kathy O'Malley. John Williams. Is Orion ready to go? Orion, are you there?
I'm here.
Orion, first of all, congratulations today getting a plaque on the Walk of Fame. I mean, just fantastic.
Well, it was for me, and certainly was a great, great day to sit alongside all of these people that I have known and worked with. The only person I did not work with on the stage today was Quinn Ryan, but I did have a nice visit with his cousin. And I met Quinn Ryan, but never worked with him. So,
Orion, I have to say that I grew up listening to you on WMBD in Peoria for the Farm Reports.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. Right? You were a legend in Peoria, and I come to Chicago, you're an even bigger legend. And being able to work with you when I fill in for Steve, it's just been a lot of fun. It really has.
Well, it has been for me, too. And the syndicated shows that we have produced in Chicago called National Farm Report and Samuelson Says certainly gave me a coverage area beyond the WGN 50,000-watt clear channel that was in place when I arrived there in 1960.
We've been asking everybody, what sticks out in your mind over the years when you look back? I know the 9/11, when Uncle Bobby passed away, you have the tragedies, but what's some fun moments?
There have been a lot of fun moments. Every year we'd take the show on the road. We'd go to the state fairs in Indiana and in Wisconsin and in Illinois, of course. We'd go to the county fairs and we would go to Farm Progress Show and all of those events. To me, the greatest thing about my job is the audience I have been able to serve. And while my audience is the total WGN audience, because, you know, I've said many times, if you eat, you're involved in agriculture.
I love that line. that is great.
Doesn't leave anybody out, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the group of people in this country that I call the most important minority we have, the 2% of our population on farms and ranches, that feed us and clothe us and provide wood for houses and now energy in the gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great audience. And the opportunity to go out and visit with them in the farm kitchen and visit with them in the combine cab or the tractor cab, you know, has been absolutely great because they're the greatest people in the world. And our listeners are the greatest people. So it's... As so many people said today, I really haven't worked today since I arrived at WGN because we're up at 2:45 every morning, and Gloria gets up with me and sends me off on the 52-mile ride to downtown Chicago, and I look forward to it. It's fun.
Well, so. I gotta tell you, I learned something new about you today.
Oh, what was that?
You were the cow milking champion, is that right?
I am the 5-time Illinois State Fair cow milking champion. And that comes from a growing up experience because I'd get up at 5:00 in the morning and go to the barn and milk cows. And we didn't have electricity until I was 14 years old. So you milked them by hand. And it's like riding a bicycle. Once you learn how to milk a cow, you never forget. But I like to tell people that... when I got to be 18 years old and could talk back a little bit to my mother and father, I told my dad, I just don't want to get up at 5:00 every morning to milk cows the rest of my life. So I left and became a broadcaster. Now I get up at 2:45 every morning
that?
To do a program for people who get up at 5:00 to milk cows.
That's so true.
You know, Orion, the first time I ever met you was at the Illinois Broadcasters Hall of Fame when Oprah Winfrey was inducted.
Oh, yes, and, right. I remember that. Yes.
And I'm in awe of you. You've been, you know, you are a radio legend to work at this station for so long. It just doesn't happen. And so I'm nervous to ask crazy dumb questions, but am I allowed to ask one dumb question?
I'll make up a dumb answer.
Orion, what's a hog future?
The hog future. All right. We are dealing in the future, literally, when we say that. And we go into the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and if we think hogs are going to move up in price before August or before December, we might put an order in to buy the pork contract at, let's say, $80 a hundredweight. And if it goes to $90 a hundredweight by August, you have made $10 a hundredweight. And that, you know, that's
you got
pretty
that?
Good money.
I have wanted to ask that question of you for years. I hear you say it on the air all the time. You're reporting about the hog futures.
There it is.
I love it.
You got the definition right there. Now you have to recite back what he just said.
Yeah. We set the worldwide price for livestock and grain right here in Chicago at the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. And I can probably explain that the futures market a little easier in grain because there a contract of soybeans is 5,000 bushels. Well, today soybeans closed at around $14.40 a bushel. So you multiply that by 5,000 and you'll know what kind of money we're talking about on one contract. Well, every penny that that price goes up from where you bought it adds $50 in your pocket.
It's
on the other hand, if it goes down a penny, you have just lost $50. So, but it's a way that producers can look at the future and decide, I can make a profit if corn is at this price or this price in soybeans in December. And you go ahead and you get the contract, and it's a way of putting some price insurance on the product you're producing.
Do you call a laundry basket a bushel basket? Because I grew up, my mother used to call all baskets bushel baskets. Seriously.
Well, on the farm, they were certainly bushel baskets.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, they were bushel baskets. Wood with wire handles. And that was a bushel. That was a bushel of corn. And so, yeah, we did.
I've filled in many times over the last year for Steve Cochran, and right. I've had the pleasure of working with you. And during the football season, we had a tailgate show where we were tailgating, and I found out that you mix a very mean Bloody Mary.
Well,
it's great.
Yeah, it's an agricultural product, of course. Whatever you put in it, it's come from agriculture, and so I'm just trying to help the industry. But over the years, I do pretty good with a margarita.
Yes, you do.
I
can't wait to taste it. Yes.
Come on out to Scottsdale, and we'll do that on one of our trips out there. And I do Bloody Marys, I think, yeah, pretty well.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
And brandy old fashions. Remember, I grew up in Wisconsin, and the drink of the state is brandy old fashioned. Wisconsin consumes more brandy per capita than any other state in the nation.
I married a girl from Wausau, Wisconsin. Where are you from originally?
Originally, the town was Ontario, Wisconsin, 527 people. And today, I was there about 3 weeks ago, and the population sign, I think, said 554. So it's gone up a little bit, but that's about 30 miles from La Crosse, which is on the Mississippi River. And as a matter of fact, weather permitting, I'm planning to fly up there Sunday, because the church where I was baptized and confirmed, Brush Creek Lutheran Church, is 150 years old. And so I'm scheduled to be up there to speak and MC their 150th celebration.
54 years at WGN, Orion Samuelson. Orion, really great to have you on. And it was just a really special day today.
It really was a very special day. And I want to say thank you to Jimmy and to Todd and to Steve and Bob, who I thought did a superb job of emceeing our broadcast. But I tell you, what a breath of fresh air Jimmy is to my years at WGN. And so, you know, the station was number one for the first 45 years I was there. And then some things happened. And so I'm confident now that it'll be back to number one. And that's where I want it to be when I leave the station.
You're
so
never going to leave. That's never going to happen. Not going to happen. Well, congratulations, Orion.
Thank you.
You deserve it. And have a great night.
Thank you very much.
90th anniversary show coming up right after 9 o'clock. We'll talk to the mayor of our great city at 720 WGN.